the various warlords and corrupt politicians in the country. What we don't see is the Afghan people normally getting a benefit from this mining. There is actually a tremendous amount of mining in Afghanistan. The German development agency GIZ estimates that about 3 to 6% of the population is involved in mining or its upstream or downstream activities. And yet, at the same time, a lot of that is really going to the hands of nefarious characters. The United Nations has estimated that after narcotics trafficking, the second largest source of revenue for the Taliban is illegal mining and quarrying in Afghanistan. And Global Witness has done reports, for example, on the role that lapis plays both in the hands of illegal armed groups, various corrupt officials and patronage networks, and the Taliban itself. So it's very, very troubling in the country.
This is part one of our discussion. We'll post the rest at democracynow.org. Jody Vittori, thanks for joining us from Global Witness on Afghanistan policy, formerly served in South Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, and other places. And Kathy Kelly, thanks for joining us as well. I'm Amy Goodman. This is Democracy Now!
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KBOO Portland. This program is made possible by KBOO members and support from Street Roots for those who cannot afford free speech. Street Roots creates income opportunities for people experiencing homelessness and poverty by producing a newspaper published weekly in Portland and other media that are catalysts for individual and social change. Online at streetroots.org.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Business of Diversity on August 7th at 11 a.m. at the Sentinel Hotel in Portland. The Business of Diversity will be a conversation about the impact of diversity on the economy and business in Oregon. This panel discussion features business owners, educators, and community leaders. Again, that's the Business of Diversity on August 7th at 11 a.m. at the Sentinel Hotel, 614 Southwest 11th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Books and Records! Books and Records! Come on down to KBOO's annual used book and record sale on Saturday, August 19th, noon to 6 p.m. at Cider Riot. There will be fabulous books, DVDs, CDs, and vinyl at ridiculously low prices. It's a fun community event that benefits your favorite community radio station. KBOO! Again, that's KBOO's annual used book and record sale on Saturday, August 19th from noon to 6 at Cider Riot, 807 Northeast Cooch Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
One, two, one, two. Good morning. It is 8:02 on your AM dial. What's going on, Portland? I don't know what you thought you were getting this morning. You might have thought you were getting Miss Joanne, but you got John Slaughter from Poetic Justice. And we'll be taking over KBOO, taking over the studio, taking over the airwaves for the next month. And Poetic Justice is a movement, but not only a movement, it is a purpose. It is a poetry show, but it's a movement of individuals taking the platform, using poetry as a art form, but also as a way to express and a way to give back rhythmically. And so not only will we be giving some poetry, but this show of Voices from the Edge this month, you're gonna get a little bit of music, some arts, some entertainment with a little bit of PJ feel, and of course your guy John Slaughter on the airwaves. So today you're getting some music and events, and I have a nice show lined up for you for this hour. We're gonna start off today with my man on the microphone. He's in the building right now, my man Amani, aka AM. What's going on with you, Amani?
Hey, nothing much, man. Just out here ready for this big event coming up, man. Northwest Hip Hop, what's up?
Okay, so before we talk about the event, Amani, before we talk about the event, mm-hmm. Okay, so this is, you know, you have a voice, Voices from the Edge. Tell the people, you know, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Oh, you know, born in the city of Boston, Massachusetts. Been here over 20 years, though. Came over here as an infant. And over the years, man, fell in love with the spoken word art form. Anything from hip hop to poetry, anything that was expressive and really cultured in this city, I was like magnetized and drawn to. You know, fast forward last few years, I've been traveling all over the West Coast and Canada, and you know, testing my mettle on the stage as a battle MC, and eventually, you know, came to the point where there's some leadership roles that opened up, and all of a sudden, you know, like life happens, one thing led to another. All of a sudden, we got a league out here, we got events that we throwing. So,
and you represent Oregon, because I see you with that Oregon Duck shirt up in this studio.
Oh, that is most definitely correct.
Good man, good man. So now we're talking about events today. Tell people about this battle that you're bringing with AHAT to Portland.
Okay, so this is actually our second event that we're going to be throwing in this city. Okay. Shout out to AHAT.TV. You know, they've been a battle company, started about 10 years ago, presence all over the world.
Shout out to AHAT.
Yeah, you know, 250,000 subscribers online. This is a big deal. So we started the AHAT Oregon division here a few months ago. We had a March event at Kelly's Olympian. Shout out to Kelly's Olympian for giving us that opportunity. And this is the follow-up event. So we were fortunate enough to get PCC and, of course, the main man, John Slaughter, here to work with us, getting that venue secured. We got a big battle event going on. And the unique thing about this is not just for the city of Portland, but for the world. This is the first ever battle event to incorporate basketball. So this is going to be an event where you will get live DJs and battle rap and, you know, the most intense type of hip hop that you can experience, as well as some hoops and things like that. There's going to be a lot of things going on, some amenities.
Now, what date can they check this event? What's the date?
This will be going down and taking over August 18th and 19th. That eclipse got to wait.
So it's a two-day event.
It's a two-day event.
Okay, let's go. A two-day event at PCC Cascade.
That's correct.
Located off of 600 North Killingsworth. All right, so in the gym. So now, you said there's basketball going on.
That's correct.
Okay, so you got these MCs on the court.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, do they do this? Because, you know, I do this. I just want to make sure, you know, some MCs don't get crossed. I'm going to have an EMT on staff ready to go.
That's right.
Amani. Okay. So now what else can they expect at the event?
We got everything from battles going on to the basketball that you just mentioned, but we also got music. You know, some nice of your favorite local artists coming through. Shout out to Rashid Jamal, Glenn Waco, RC Spitter, who we actually have in the building today.
Nice. Okay.
Y'all gonna talk to him a little bit later on.
Okay, listen. Yeah, we definitely are. Now, it's what? Why are you bringing AHAT and an event like this? This is the follow up to Portland.
You know, I personally believe, and I think there's, you know, a movement in the Northwest that has this same mentality that hip hop and battle rap is going to be the last echelon of hip hop to really explode on the scene.
Okay.
It's been rearing up for that, gearing up for that for a while now. And it's something that I think can really intensify and really enrich the culture of hip hop in this city by giving it something original, being on the forefront of that movement.
Now, really quick, when we talk about battle rap, you know, a lot of people are, you know, more familiar possibly with like the 8 Mile, mm-hmm. you know, Eminem, and they see a lot of the battles and they think about freestyles. You know, explain to the people the difference between nowadays, what a freestyle is, and what the difference between the battle rapping that they're doing nowadays.
You know, freestyle is a term that's open to interpretation. For me,
exactly.
You know, I consider it something that it's impromptu off the top where you come up with some, you know, stuff out of the cosmos right there on the spot. In terms of this battle rap, you know, 8 Mile is what we get a lot, you know, big time movie, big time movement for the culture and everything. I would actually compare battle rap that we do these days in the last 10 years to amateur MMA.
Okay.
You know, you got 3 rounds. You got opponents that you prep for months. You know, it all goes online. You know what I mean? It is something that is viewed on camera. It is something that is very in your face. You know, so
you're studying your opponent.
Exactly.
You're figuring out his cracks, his kinks in the armor.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And they're coming with skills and bars ready to battle.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And the crazy part is, you know, it's really what I've learned the last couple of years is that there's such a variety of styles worldwide. There's so many ways to attack people. Everybody thinks it's always going to be aggressive in your face, but a lot of people take the humorous comedic approach. A lot of people take the witty approach. They break your life down in front of you. It's such an entertaining and constructive use of hip hop culture in an aggressive manner that is really, even though the content is on a different level, you know what I mean? It's such a beautiful outlet. And that's why we want this as well in the community, not just to push the hip hop, but having something for the youth and the young men in this city to have a place to really put themselves with hip hop and be constructive with their time and their art form.
Exactly. And one of the things that we were talking about before the show started was, why bringing events like this to Portland's important, and especially with when we're talking about community and building and different things for people to do in Portland. We definitely want to have more than just the regular hip hop show. So if you want to call in and talk to either Slaughter, my guy Amani right now, make sure you call 503-231-8187 and you'll get a chance to get a little bit on this conversation of hip hop in the Northwest. Now in the building right about now, we got my man, RC Spitta. Let's go. How you doing,
my man? How you doing, man? How you doing? I'm all right.
Yes, sir.
I'm
now, right. This ain't the first time I've had you on the air. We won't talk about what radio station that was. We keep KBOO all Gucci today. Yes, so, my man, how you doing this morning?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm awake.
All right. It's a beautiful day in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, it is. Now, what did you do in that 105 temperature yesterday?
I settled in, man. I was in the studio. We had a couple meetings. I was supposed to go to the beach, but it didn't end up happening.
Yes.
That weather kept me still.
Yes. So you will be able to see RC Spitta at this battle at PCC August 18th and 19th. So, RC, tell the people about yourself.
I'm a 24-year-old musician. I was born in Portland, Oregon, here, of course.
Yes, sir.
I was raised in McKinney, Texas, from 14 to about 19 years old, came back down here, and I've been making music since I was 14, you know what I'm saying? And I've just been kicking it off since then, which is 10 years now.
Nice. Now, I'm not going to age myself, but I do know RC's mama. It is. He said he's from Portland. Shout out to Benson High School Tech. Yes, let's go.
Yeah,
yes.
I actually went to Jeff for my senior year, though, so...
We won't
gotta
talk.
Shout out the Democrats.
You can shout them out. You know, it's orange and blue over here. Now you are a Warren, is that correct?
Right.
Yes, sir. Big family in Portland.
Yeah, huge family, and it's not just Portland. We're everywhere.
I take over the nation.
Right.
That Warren name, like right. Johnson, Williams. We'll talk about that in about 2 weeks when we talk about the justified part of PJ up in KBOO. Now also. Tell the people about what you do as an MC. What kind of music?
I don't necessarily have one set style, which reflects the tape that I just dropped called The Definition of Versatility, which is on iTunes, SoundCloud.
That's right.
Spotify.
Now,
all.
Explain. It's a letters, right?
Right, right. TDOV stands for The Definition of Versatility.
Yes.
Which explains my style. I'm very versatile, you feel me? So I got that style of, you could go listen to me to feel this emotion. You could go listen to me when you're sad. You go listen to me when you're mad. You know
yes.
what I'm saying? You could listen to me for any style.
All right, RC, really quick. I heard your music in the backseat of one of my boys' car.
Right.
And I don't know if you remember, but I called you right then and there.
Yeah, no, I remember.
And I was like, yes, we got to get this dude's music out there. Now, so you have, you just shot a new video.
Yeah, it's the fourth song on TDOV, and it's called World War III. And the thing behind that song is, It's like a battle within ourselves, you know what I mean? It's a battle within ourselves, it's a battle within the people that we are surrounded with, you know what I'm saying? It's a battle of people trying to be better than the others, you know what I'm saying? And that song just reflects what's going on right now, you know what I'm saying? And you just have to hear that to understand the energy, which is, I think, going to be played a little bit.
Yeah, we're going to play it in just a second.
We just also recorded that video, and that's going to be dropped next week.
Now, you're signed to a label.
Right.
And you have a crew of some other guys that you're kind of rolling with a little bit.
Right, right. Some very talented artists as well.
Yes.
Two other artists. One by the name of Astral OG. and another by the name of ISO, which is I-I-I-S-O, astrology being A-S-T-R-A-L.
He's a white cat.
right.
He nice,
both of
though.
Them are Caucasian.
Oh, yeah, they're both Caucasian descent.
Right.
Dope, though.
Right, yeah,
very. Now, I did see this one that they can check. Bridge City?
Bridge City Cipher, and all you got to do is type that in on YouTube.
If you type that, get ready for like 2 minutes and 30 seconds of hot, just fire.
Yeah, it's actually four of them. So it's about a...
Simulation. The first one, though, they got to check out, and then they got to check
in. Right,
yes,
right,
yes.
Right.
It's like a series.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, exactly.
That chorus is, I'm going to let the people check that on their own.
Right.
Make sure you check out on YouTube. Look up the videos.
Bridge City Cipher.
Yes, that's right. Now, we have a track. Now, you have a couple other tracks, and you have an EP?
Right, it's an EP. It has like an album feel, though, you know what I mean? Just from everything that I have accumulated on it, from this emotion to that emotion, it's only 7 songs, but each one of those 7 songs gives you a different feel, you know what I mean? So
fire. Make sure you go pick it up. And this is the track, World War III.
Hang on my gorillas, man, it's really getting hectic. It's a stick up when you hear this PDX. And it's don't mess with no hitters outside of mine, cause they extra. Been a killer, don't wanna get in my direction. Been a killer, don't wanna get in my direction. Dig a sender because my mind is on the plant tip. I see you really hating on the low, but they ain't saying it. Think you really turned up, well, I'm going sand then. Fuck them up and leave them in a Cadian radius. My city on the rise, we just really had to wait a bit. Mine's made up, so there's really no persuading them. Yeah, talking money, what the cause you saying this? Young and on the mission for everything that I gotta get. You can try your hardest, but it just won't be hottest. Since I tried to spit my knowledge with the dominant prominence, but then they hit my flows and they copy, it's obvious. I can switch it up, it don't matter what the topic is. Pull up on the scene and get a popular audience. Never will I ever spend a penny on a thotty chick. Dudes is down to fall for anything just cause a body thick. Learn from me, tell them shorties to burn money. Never jump to assumptions because you heard something. Your nose running because I'm sick, it's a cold dummy. We go hunting with all these flows, man, you don't want it. It's no frontin', we better than y'all. I'm the one that's steady knocking my competitors off. Setting the ball, really never getting a loss. I be whipping in the kitchen, you can't mess with the sauce. Oh my, it's code 5, 03, throw signs. Patrol line, won't reach, we gon' shine. It's go time, the police for mine. I'm gon' ride, we hold heat, oh my. It's code 5, 03, throw signs. Patrol line, won't reach, we gon' shine. It's go time, police for mine. I'm gon' ride, we hold heat. 4, 3, 7. OMG, what you think? We gon' eat, you gon' bleed. For my team, we defeat. 4, 3, 17. OMG, what you think? We gon' eat, you gon' bleed. For my team, we defeat. Yeah.
Hanging my gorillas, man, it's really getting hectic. It's a stick up when you hear this PDX. Let's don't mess with no hitters outside of mine, cause they extra. Been a killer, don't wanna get in my direction. Hang on my gorillas, man, it's really getting hectic. It's a stick up when you hear this PDX. Let's don't mess with no hitters outside of mine, cause they extra. Been a killer, don't wanna get in my direction.
So we got a caller on the air right now. Trevor, what is going on?
Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on.
You already know it. How you doing?
Pretty good. I had a question about production for you and your guests. Like, what's a good way for music producers to get in touch with MCs and to start making music?
So Spitta, he wants to know, you know, he wants to know how can he make some music? He's a producer.
Really, you gotta stay working, bro. You gotta stay looking. You know what I'm saying? If you really want that, man, you gotta manifest it, man. It took me, I wasn't in the position I'm in right now, man, until it took six 7 years, you know what I'm saying, to find the people that I needed to find to actually put me on my feet, you know what I mean? You just got to really get out there, bro. You got to post as much as you can. You got to go to these shows, you know what I mean? You got to be out there.
Now, bro, if he wants to get music in your hands, now how can he maybe even find you or just...
All you have to do, bro, I'm easy to get in contact with.
Yes, sir.
Look up God of PDX on Instagram, Twitter, anything really, and you can find me and hit me in the DMs.
Also, yeah, I could let you know, one thing I'm doing is, like, playing old records just to, like, share the good music that I know. Because I feel like I go to a lot of, you know, clubs and bars where, you know, they don't really know what they're playing. They just have their Pandora streaming.
Trevor, are you playing vinyl?
I'm, like, a music head, so, actually, I have a DJ night. If you want to know about it, I could let you know.
Trevor, are you playing vinyl?
Yes, I'm playing all vinyl.
Oh, nice, nice. I was at a spot last night where they're playing all vinyl Wicked Wednesdays. Yes. So, Trevor, go ahead. I'm going to give you 20 seconds. What's your spot? Where you DJing at? Where you spinning?
All right. Well, it's second Thursday. So next week over at No Fun Bar on Hawthorne and 17th at 10 o'clock next Thursday. And, you know, just come out and say what's up. And
Trevor, is there a cost?
For my production, I'm a songwriter and a music teacher, and I try to empower kids to study music in Portland.
That's right, building community. Trevor, is there a cost for that function?
Thanks for taking my call, you guys. When's the show?
Oh, so you're talking about the battle. The battle is, Amani, what day is the battle?
It's going to be August 18th and 19th.
August 18th and 19th at PCC Cascade Gym. 600 North Killingsworth, rap battle. They have performances. Trevor, thank you so much for the phone call. We don't know if Trevor didn't answer the question I asked.
Twice. He definitely didn't. No, he asked three times.
I asked three times. Thank you. I asked three times. Make sure you're listening to the questions, people, because we have
very
information
pivotal.
We got to give out to the people. So, RC, thank you so much for coming through. Amani, thank you so much for coming through. Make sure you go check out the event, PCC. It's the A-Hat battle. You're going to see Charlie Clips, Daylight. Hey, make sure you come on out. Check out RC Spitta. Make sure you go see him on SoundCloud. So right about now, we have Mighty on air. Mighty, what's going on, bye?
Hey, what's going on?
My dude, what is up with you? How you doing?
Man, good morning. I'm up, ready to get to it, man.
Now, I don't know if you heard my energy on the air. I just called Mighty by his rap name. I usually don't call individuals by their rap name. But you so mighty, Mighty. Tell the folks about yourself, my dude.
I'm a artist. I'm a musician, man. I've been doing music for, man, I'd say 15 plus. A lot of people don't really count when they started writing, but because when I started writing, we did it professionally, I count that. So 15 years plus, you know, toured the country, been on national television and worked in the community while doing all of this. And now I'm to the point where, you know, we're still rocking with music. Music is really doing a lot for me in my life. And so now I want to give back to the community. And we're on this radio show rocking with my dude John to talk about Laced Up PDX, which is annual back to school event that I'm super juiced about.
Now that's the reason why we're talking here. Now number one, Mighty, you are one of my favorite MCs in Portland, so you know we had to have a conversation. But so this event that you're talking about, just tell the people how you came to the concept, to the fruition of wanting to do an event like this, Laced Up.
Yeah, for sure. Well, at first it started as, you know, working in the community for 7 plus 8 years-ish. You know, I've been around the community. I've seen all the ins and outs. I've had opportunities to be a director. I've had, you know, and I've been on the bottom floor. So I've done them all. And I feel like to this point, you know what I'm saying, I was like, I don't really want to work directly in the community like I used to, because music is taking a lot of my time.
Yes, sir.
But so I was like, man, let's do an annual event of some sort. You know, I want to give back in a large amount every year somehow. And then one day I was just talking. A lot of people don't know this about me because I don't really put it out there like that. I'm definitely not a shoehead like my dude John Slaughter is.
Hey, don't put my information out there on the streets.
Man, shout out to John for that. I mean, what, 400 plus?
Hey, I'm a shoehead. Hey, don't give my numbers out. Don't give my numbers out. That's information in the streets.
Man.
Yes. So you are a shoehead though. I've seen some shoes on those little fetuses of yours.
Man, I'm a sneakerhead. You know, growing up when I was a baby, I was sponsored by Nike because we were a family in need. You know, and somebody from a church got us sponsored by Nike I was four, and so I had a pair of Nikes on my feet from a very young age, and so I really started to fall in love with the culture, very very young.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
And so, I just know what shoes do for me and what they did for me as a kid, and so I wanted to give that to kids. It can make you feel like a superhero. Like people don't understand.
Yes.
So when I addressed the situation, I was like, okay, what is this annual event? What do I want to give? And I look at everything. Everybody's feeding people. Everybody's doing this. Everybody's doing that. So I was like, where's the niche at? And when I saw that, when I thought of that feeling that kids were getting from a pair of sneakers waiting outside for days on end, paying people to wait in line for the new Jays on Saturday, mm-hmm. I was like, how can we create an exclusive event for kids? Going back to school and helping them with attendance at the district. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
How can we help everybody involved get family involvement? Because attendance and family involvement for school districts are the two top problems. And, you can get a good 90 days out of a brand new pair of shoes.
Yes,
so
you can.
If we can get a kid to that first day of school that probably wouldn't go because he couldn't get no school clothes or he couldn't, rock those fresh whites, he didn't have those. We're gonna make him feel like a superhero for the first 90 days, man.
Inject him with a little bit of confidence.
It just felt right, man. And I call it the living room, because at my house, that's where all my ideas come from.
Nice.
And we just were chopping it up, man, with the folks, and it just kind of came out. And we were like, man, we got to do this.
Yes, kicks in the living room. That's what I'm talking about. So the event. Do you have a date for the lace up? Nice.
I do. It is August 26th, and me and John talked about this before, so we have a little bit of, August 26th is the set date. It will be at Friends of the Children building, August 26th, from 2 to 5 p.m. It is invite only. This is the flip to this. This is the exclusivity we wanted to give to this event. But the reason why we wanted to promo on the radio, which shout out to John for that, but the reason why we wanted to promo is because sponsorships are available. You can contact lacedupPDX@gmail.com and you can send us your information, which is just basically a short of your situation, the size of the shoes, that the age, the size, and kind of just basically why you need, why you could use this opportunity.
So Mighty,
we want to help as many people as we can.
Really quick, so what you're also saying is that if you're a shoe company, swoosh, Adidas for Stripes, and you want to donate to your event, they can do that.
Exactly. And we encourage that, because this is a direct line to the kids that need it. Those 10 kids in your class that are always in the back acting up because they ain't got it, nothing else to do. You feel me?
And just tell the people you're giving away about, I think it is 50 to about 100 pairs of shoes.
50 to 100 pairs, man.
And these kids are already identified, as in like you have target at-risk students who and you're reaching out to that. So it's not just kids signing up. They're just off the street. Oh, I need some shoes.
Exactly. There's a target to this market, and that's why the shoe companies, if you're listening, cough cough, that's why this is huge, because you're directly affecting the people that you want to affect. There's no loopholes here. It's direct. It's real. It's honest. There's going to be resources there. There's going to be food there. There's going to be entertainment. There's going to be games for the kids. We're going to directly connect families to what they need, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
No roundabout stuff here, man. We're really gonna help.
No, Mighty. When we had this conversation about over the phone a couple of weeks ago about your event, actually a while back, and then we reconnected. This is one of those kind of events that, for artists or individuals who are doing stuff in the community, giving back directly to people who have need and who could use.
Yeah. Yeah, the level of exclusivity to this event is very important. I want to keep that over the years, man. And so if anyone is interested in sponsoring or donating shoes from your company, yes, so on and so forth, you can email lacedup@gmail.com. We have 1099 slips. We have anything you need. We have resources available. And I'm not going to be stingy with those type of things, you know. The only thing is we want to make the people feel special that come to the event, because they are special, because they're real. They're honest people. They're people that need help. And a lot of times the people that need help aren't okay with admitting that they need help. You feel what I'm saying?
I hear you.
So we want to make sure that we're doing that, and we're doing it in a way that is extremely caring and understanding of their situation, and we're really going to help them, man. We're really going to be there for them. So lacedup@gmail.com if you are interested in any type of sponsorship.
Do they have to be new shoes?
We're still taking donations for any waiting list kids.
Gotcha.
That we receive. At this point, we do not have any waiting list kids, but to start a bin of used shoes is always on my radar, because you never know who else can need, you know what I'm saying, by the time this event rolls around.
That's right. Mighty.
And you can also let me know at lacedupedx, you know, @gmail.com. And just let me know. I reply within minutes.
I hear you. And I told you over the phone, I'm gonna personally donate 10 of my kicks to you. So,
man,
you're gonna get some kids, and get some nice J's, or I got some ACGs that I've never worn. So we're gonna have to make sure we get those to some kids over there. We gotta do that. We gotta do that. Man. Yes.
Well, thank you, John. I appreciate that, bro, because that's huge. And to let people know that, like, this is real. You feel me? Like, this is true to the community. This is true to the culture. And this also shows that hip hop, you know, we care about our community, man. We love our community, and I always have. And I don't preach that a lot on my social media, but if you know me, you know I've loved my community since I was a kid, man. And so this will be true to the statement, and let everybody know that, like, don't be afraid to give.
Yeah, and you're doing this event actually where you went to school, is that correct?
It's the after-school program.
After-school program, yes. So,
it's the same place my mom would drop, you know, my mom would drop me off. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I'm saying?
Yes.
And I lied about my age to get in, because I was like, you had to be 8 to get in there.
Mighty, did you lie about your age because you was just kind of small? You know, I'm not, you know, we won't talk about how vertically, you know, challenged you are. Mighty, you so mighty. You already know it.
Man, word up, man.
You already know it. Hey, Mighty, thank you so much for calling in. I know you got the 9 to 5. I know you got to go. Thank you so much for calling in. Remind people where they can catch you at, music. You have any events coming up, Mighty?
I do. I'm a part of, I believe, the Summer Jam August 12th, and then I'm also a part of Summer August 6th. I believe it's the SEI, or that might be the 20th. I'm at the SEI back to school, you know, summer event thing as well.
Yes, sir.
Performing there. And then I believe September 30th, I'm rocking with you, my man. You know what I'm saying? At the fashion show, make sure everybody's rocking there. And we're just, you know, I might be dropping a music video today. I don't really know yet. You know what I'm saying? Just keep a lookout for your boy, man.
Oh, Mighty giving us exclusive information on KBOO. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Right on Voices from the Edge. Yes. Hey, Mighty, have a good day. I'll talk to you soon, my guy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for calling in. Hey, if you wanted to call in to talk to Mighty, too bad. Too bad. But if you want to make sure you call in and talk to John Slaughter and have a conversation on Voices from the Edge, it is 503-231-8187. I got Mike Capes on the phone right now. Mike Capes, what is going on?
What's up with it, man? What's up with it?
Hey, so you know this is the music edition on KBOO, and it's Tech in the building. What's going on, my dude?
Man, it's early as hell. Can I say hell on the radio?
You can say hell on the radio, my dude. You know it. You know it. Hey, I don't know if they do it on other shows, but you can do it on my show. You know it. So what's going on, my dude? How you? What you got going on?
Today, I got Pickathon going on today and tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. And where is Pickathon? Where can they catch you at?
It's in Happy Valley, I believe. Purvis Farms.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What it's called, I think. Yeah.
Yes. 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 Now you're a busy man, Mike Capes. You know, tell the people. I mean, like, where I know where they can catch your music at, but you've been grinding it, I know, in the city for a while. You're one of the few local hip hop X artist who grinds almost daily. Daily you have shows going on. You know, how do you pick and choose between the shows that you're doing?
How do I pick and choose?
Yes, sir. Because I know people are coming at you from every angle.
I tend to think about exposure, and I think about pay.
Yeah.
And then also I think about if it's like a benefit thing for kids or a certain cause, then I'll do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, what other events can people catch you at coming up? I know you're busy.
So the 3rd and the 4th, be at Pickathon. The 9th, I'll be in Bend opening for DJ Quick and Scarface.
Yes.
On the 11th, I'll be here in Portland at Crystal Ballroom opening for DJ Quick and Scarface. On the 31st, I'll be doing Mic Check. On the 25th, I'm releasing this Sheesh EP that I've been, that with me and Dre Slash been working on. So it's coming out on the 25th. And there'll be like a listening party before that. We got to put a date together on that, though.
Okay. Make sure I get VIP access to that, please.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
You already know. Now, Mike, you tell the people a little bit where, you know, you're from. I know, so people heard Tech, yes. Tell the people a little bit about yourself. Where you're from Portland, correct?
Yeah. Mike Capes, that's MICCAPES. From North Portland, St. John, the Villa area. I grew up in North Portland. Do work in my community. I just stopped working at Roosevelt to pursue music.
Yes.
100%. But that's what community is my big thing. Especially the community I come from, which is St. John's. So.
Yes, sir. Now, it's funny, Mike, because I know you're from Portland, but I needed you to, you know, talk a little bit about that North. Why are you so passionate about, you know, doing a lot of the give back in your work back in the North?
Because it's simple, man. That's where I come from. And if I can help kids that come from similar situations as I did, you never know, man. Those words or those actions can help them. It can give them a whole nother perspective on life and help them see things beyond where they live. And I think it's big for kids to see the possibilities beyond where they come from.
Yes. Yes. Yes,
that's
Mike.
Why I had mentors and things like that growing up that helped me get through things.
Yes.
And learn stuff that I wouldn't have learned otherwise.
I hear you. Shout out to all those mentors out there who are doing real work. Now, Mike, you know, you have swag. You're one of those few artists, you know, who actually have apparel, different that's kinds. Cool. Where can they catch some of that stuff at?
Right now, I'm working on getting a website put together.
Okay.
It'll be up soon where they can buy the merch. But other than that, you can catch it. You can buy it at shows, or you can just hit me up on any of the social media sites, and we can link up.
Nice.
I'll sell you something.
Yes.
Well, I sell clothes and apparel. I can't just say something. Can't say that on the radio.
Yeah, you already know. We already know what kind of music Mike Capes do. So, you know, I rock that hat, that snapback. You know, You know, I rock that all day, Mike. I rock that all day. And I just broke out that T-shirt, but I need a vinyl jacket, Mike.
Yeah, man. I think I'm gonna do those for the fall. The one you see me was like a one-off. I wanted to see how people would respond to them, and people have been hitting me up about those. So.
Yes, I responded very, very highly. I need one of those, Mike. I need that in my wardrobe. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. They'll be here in the fall.
Okay. Now, what can they expect from Mike Capes on the Rise? And now you said you have this new something you're dropping on the 25th. What else you got going on, Mike?
That's what we really focus on, man. Is this EP?
Okay.
It's called Sheesh, man. So.
Sheesh.
You know, my social media, anything like that. I've been having a countdown like daily on that.
I seen the baby blue logo.
Yeah. There'll be merch around that too. So
make sure I need a white with the baby blue Sheesh Mike Capes with the logo.
I don't think we're doing white, but what we do have, you're gonna like it.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's go.
Yeah.
Now, Mike Capes, where can they catch you in any music? Give the people information. Where can they catch you at?
My music, you can SoundCloud, Bandcamp, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, just type in my name. That's MICCAPES.
Yes, and you know,
it's MIC, not MIKE. A lot of people like to do that MIKE stuff, but
MIC. That's my yes, sir. MIC. That's my tech right there. People, if you know music in Portland, you know that Mike Capes is one of those net guys who's gonna who's about to blow. What do you think about that, Mike? When people say that, what's your response?
It's just thank you, man. I appreciate the support all the time, and I think I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing, purpose wise. So
yes, sir.
It doesn't really, I say this humbly, it doesn't really surprise me. It's just something that is reaffirmation for what I'm trying to do, you know?
I like that answer. You're not surprised, yes, but it's definitely
it's
a confirmation.
It's not like a cocky, I'm not surprised.
No, for sure. Yes, yes. No, I like that. Like I said, I like that answer. That's a great answer. And that's my tech. Sure. Now, one of the other tech who's been blowing up real quick, I need to ask you about Aminé.
Yeah.
Adam Daniel.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aminé.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yes, yes, yes. What's give me real quick. We got like a minute 30. What's your take on Portland hip hop? And you know, cause he is from Portland, people. Yes, yeah. Repping the city. What's your take on the scene right now and hip hop in general right now?
On the scene?
Yes.
I think the scene is one of the strongest places it's ever been.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
As far as like the quality of hip hop coming out of here, the diversity of hip hop coming out of here, and also having the internet and things like that, we're able to reach more people than before. Well, I'm happy about it.
Yes.
Wanted to keep thriving, man. There's music for everybody here, any type of hip hop you could think of. And I like that we don't try to sound like anybody else anymore. So.
That's right, that originality.
Yeah, not saying that there wasn't that before, but I feel like now, more than ever, we've been kind of broke away from kind of like the Bay, California sound, to where it's just people just create music they feel. I appreciate that.
Yes, Mike. Hey, we appreciate your music. Keep bringing us that heat, that fire. If you haven't picked up that album, Concrete Dreams, they need to go get that, right?
Right, yeah. Go get that Concrete Dreams on iTunes, Apple Music,
yes.
Spotify.
You got the man has videos. Go check the man out. Hey, he's very humble when you see him. He takes pics with you. Yes.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey, Mike, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Yep, man, got me up early as hell on this phone, the radio.
Hey, I had to, I had to do it. You know why? Because I had to give you a belated on the air happy birthday.
Oh, right.
Yes, what'd you do for your birthday? It's your birthday.
Man, I was in Tacoma, went to the Kendrick Lamar concert.
Oh,
it was crazy.
You didn't give a tech a call? You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get in the back seat. You know what I mean? I want to see a little bit of, you know, DNA.
It was me and my girl type thing.
I already know. I'm just messing with you, my guy. I already know.
Already knowing.
Yes, yes, you already know. Hey, and shout out to your lovely lady. She's good peoples. Mike, I know you have a busy day. I know you're a busy guy. You got the good 9 to 5, work with the kids. I'm going to let you go. Go back to sleep if you need to. You probably just, you know, you're doing the artist thing. Hey, give me next couple places where they can catch you at. Where can people find you?
You talking about show-wise?
Yes, August 12th.
So today and tomorrow at Pickathon, August 11th at
August 11th, that's right.
With DJ Quick and Scarface, and then August 31st at Mic Check. I'll be headlining Mic Check.
Yes, Mic Check. I know the folks ain't driving to Bend to see DJ Quick, but make sure, yes, check out Mike Capes. Yes, yes, yes. Crystal Ballroom. That will be a show that I will definitely be at, Mike, in the building. Mike, hey, go back to sleep.
I'm going to the gym, bro. I'm already up. You got me.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about, getting the day started. That's Mike Capes on the air, people. That's K-Boo. Hey, if you wanted to call in and talk to Mike Capes, too bad, because I'm letting him go. But if you want to talk to us, it's 503-231-8187. It is Voices from the Edge. I am John Slaughter. It is Poetic Justice news, music, events, arts, entertainment, with a little bit of PJ feel. I got my man Dante Graham Preston on the phone. What's up, Dante?
What's going on with it? Old Dominion status. You know what it is.
Oh, you already know. He just got on the air and thrown up the aisle. That's what I'm talking about, Dante. Yes.
Real quick, shout out to Mike Capes. Shout out to North Portland, another one of the Rebel Quadrants in Portland. I see what you're doing. You're continuing on the legacy, bro. Much love. Keep it going.
That's right. He is. So, Dante, man, tell the people why you called in, what we got going on.
All right, well, you know, on August 26th from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., we're going to have a Northeast block party in honor of the Quadrant. It's located on Northeast Graham Street. We're shutting down the entirety of the street from 7th to MLK. Music, art for the kids, an oral history, light projection, of just a bomb cadre of young musicians who have relocated to the Quadrant, old musicians who have been putting in work for a while, you know, and it's all about bringing the people together. Real-time integration.
Now, see, that's why I'm a little mad at Mighty for having his laced up event on the 26th, because I won't be able to attend because I will be at the block party. Dante, tell the people who they're gonna be able to see there.
You're gonna be able to see a legitimate set of young savant jazz musicians. Yo Daddy's Funk is going to be playing. We got Destro from Old Dominion. We got Sleep from Old Dominion. We will have Henry Osborne from Old Dominion. Saida Wright is going to be playing.
Ooh,
and a lot of young jazz musicians that I'm going to showcase.
You got Saida Wright?
Yeah, we got Saida Wright.
Oh, you know, Mama Sai. Mama Kusa. You're going to have me throwing draws on stage with Saida Wright. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? A young local group called Radio Phoenix, shout out. Something tantamount to the roots, early roots. You know what I'm saying? They make live beats on stage. It's a lot of good people who showed up for a positive creativity experiment. Let's call it an experiment.
Yes.
Because we can call it an actuality if everybody comes out to support this event.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I've always seen Northeast Portland as being one of the cultural hubs of the city, if not the cultural hub. And somewhere along the lines, we lost that pulse. So we need to bring that beat back. Shout out to Todd Fleming and Bridgeport Brewery. Now we have our own themed libation, deep cuts. You know, it's a IPW, so it's refreshing. So no one, you know, gets a little too saucy.
You're saying you have your own beer for the block party?
You know what we do and how we do it. So now that's actuality. You know what I'm saying? I just want everybody to come out and embrace the spirit of the neighborhood that they've chosen to move into and see how we got down. See the neighborhood from our eyes and, you know, contribute a verse. You know what it was like. You know, everyone is welcome. But if you show up, you got to contribute. You got to contribute to the spirit of the neighborhood that you chose to move into. And that's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about, Dante, giving back to the community. Now, that block party is August 26th, and you're shutting down what streets again?
Graham Street, Northeast Graham Street. It's a block north of Knott from 7th to MLK.
You didn't shut down Graham Street because Graham is part of your name.
It's a namesake. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to throw a little shout out to the fam. Yeah. Shout out to Larry Graham, Sly and the Family Stone. Shout out to Drake. You know what it is, man. I'm just trying to do my part for the satellite. We're a satellite installation, and so what? You know, there's not really a better street to do it on than Graham Street. So let's make it happen. Let's make it pop. Cotton candy, baby.
Let's go. Dante, really quick, I had to do this. I thought about this game because you are from Portland. All right, really quick, you got 60 seconds, Dante, all right? You got to give me one word, all right? I'm going to throw out a phrase or something. You got to throw out one word that whatever comes to mind. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. 60 seconds is going to start in, hold on, because I got the clock on me, in 4, 3, 2. What did MLK Street used to be?
Oh, it was MLK was commercial. No, it wasn't commercial. Oh, what? It's commercial.
Union. All right.
Oh, Union. Oh, man, come on. You know Grandma didn't let it go down there during them times, man. It was hectic.
Next question. What was on the corner of MLK and Killingsworth in the 80s?
Mid-K.
You strike two. It was Fred Myers.
Come on, man. I'm out here at a work site. I'm trying to build tiny houses for
you. You strike two. Here comes the next question. Number three. What did...
No, there was a Fred Myers there. There was a Fred Myers there.
That's what yes, that's what I just said. Next question, number three, Dante. What was Mongolian Beef, which is off of MOK, down the street? It's called the Mongolian Beef. What did that used to be in the 80s?
From the Ruta to the Tuta, it was that rib joint.
Yeah, it was that before. Dairy Queen, Dante, strike three, and you're lucky this game is over. Dante, you didn't...
Come on, give me the cliff notes next time.
I need to give you some Central Catholic Ram questions next time.
Get out of here. It's Northeast all day. You know what it is.
You already know, Dante. Old Dominion, shout out. Hey, my guy, thank you so much for calling in, Dante. We got to make sure we come out and support events in Portland, especially when you have these artists that are showing up, giving out their time, giving up just to be in the moment with the community. And that's what it's about, giving back. You already know. Dante, hey, Dante, have a good day today. I know you got the 9 to 5. I know you're working at the site right now. Hey, I will see you later on, my dude.
All right, bro. Appreciate it.
You already know. Hey, have a good day. If you want to talk to Dante, too bad. But if you want to talk to Slaughter, it is 503-231-8187 at KBOO Radio. It is Voices from the Edge. And just walked into the building. I got my man, the newest member of Old Dominion, Cosmo Problems. What's going on, Cosmo?
Man, it's a good morning to be alive. Slaughter, what's happening?
That's what I'm talking about. So I know you got over here some way because your car is in the shop. How did you get over here?
Man, I'm on this underground hip-hop life. I had to drive my mom to work this morning.
That's right. Good man. Good man. Good man. Drove it and got the car. That's what I'm talking about. Ubering too much. Got the car wrecked. Chia. Let's go now. Cosmo, tell the people about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a local hip-hop artist and poet, and I got my debut project coming out.
That's right.
Just coming out this fall, release date to be announced, but it's called Faux Real. It's a real special project to me, man.
Yes, I've heard many tracks off the album. And Cosmo, you are the newest member of Old Dominion, is that correct?
That is right straight. I had to pause and not let the profanity of excitement escape my lips.
Good man, Cosmo. Thank you so much. I got a little story for you guys really quick. So we were at another radio station. I won't say who because we love to praise the K-Boo. And Cosmo was in there almost like R.C. Spitta was one day. Nah, Cosmo was rapping. Cosmo was in the heat and just dropping F-bombs and just dropping cuss words right next to me. And we're like, Cosmo, we on the air.
I thought we were on internet radio.
Man, Cosmo almost got me pressing the dump button over here. You know what I'm saying, Cosmo? No dump button today. So, Cosmo, tell the people, where are you from? Tell the people about yourself.
Yeah, I was born in Minneapolis, but I didn't stay there long. I like to say I'm a citizen of the world because I didn't stick in one place too long, except for Portland, which is the closest thing to home I've ever known. I really do love it here. Although, let me tell you, I was driving into town this morning. I saw smog on the highway. What the hell? What is smog doing in our city? My God.
After 105 degrees and everybody driving.
Everybody
somewhere.
Driving. Like, this is not Los Angeles. I don't think it was meant to be.
I went to the beach yesterday, people, and left Portland. And today I will be possibly trying to leave again. Now, I'm going to be at my mama's house. They got that AC. Now, Cosmo, where can they catch your music? Where can they find you, Cosmo?
Man, the best place to stay up to date with me right now is on Instagram at Cosmo Problems. That's all one word. I'm still trying to get a couple of things together. Release dates to be announced soon.
But Cosmo, you are not only an MC, but you are like an engineer and you record people, correct?
Yeah, I do. I'm a recording and a mixing engineer, and I have a fully functional studio right now, especially for vocalists, any rappers, any R&B singers. I would love to record some R&B right
now. Nice. So Trevor, if you're still listening, who called earlier, you wanted to get your music to people. Yes, there's a guy right there, Cosmo Problems. So Cosmo, I know you love to spit. I love to put people on the spot. I mean, I'm just saying, it is crew. Give the people something for me, please. It's poetic justice. All on right. The air, get justifying really quick for him. Get him.
I don't have too many answers, but there's something to it all. I can feel it with each breath I take, beneath the paint and through the walls. The fluid falls in droplets and the thunder claps applause for every moment that we pause to hold our arms against the rapture's jaws. I've attacked without a cause, loved and lost and lied, but honestly, I've come to terms with my problems. I'm sure I'll solve them and ironically die and turn towards the stars, great icons in the sky, and let bygones be bygones till the high's gone. My God, where's the time gone? If the colors slip away, then where's the line drawn? If you find fond memories are tainted by the pain that has replaced them, you're not insane. There's stairs. I swear, we're in the same basement. Look, there's the light. Turn, face it. The word hatred slips so easily, but love, well, forget I said it. Save it for another time. Or another time. Or another time. Till summertime. Love is an eternal slumber's eyes. Do you ever wonder why? Just why? Do you dare to leave it undefined? What if nothing comes to mind? After you've played it back 100 times, is it redundant? This conundrum isn't something I could share in public. It's my secret, just for you. I trust that you will keep it safe, tucked inside your heart, a keepsake. You can leave, but please take my hand one last time and glance through the looking glass, through your soul and past mine. I'm lost, so if you happen to find a ladder to climb from this elaborate labyrinth, we can laugh and then cry, because pain is beauty wrapped in disguise. And beauty is pain packaged in wine. Go ahead, grab your dagger and hack at the twine.
That's what I'm talking about. Cosmo Problems in here spitting bars at him. Cosmo, that's what I'm talking about. The microphone is on you individuals. I got two other MCs in the building. If somebody
can definitely, I can hear something deeper than just words. You feel me?
I mean,
I hear that.
I had to close my eyes a couple of times.
The microphones are on. If you wanted to spit, it's like the Breakfast Club up in here. Hey, don't make me break out the cameras. I will ask Kabu if I can live stream next week. Don't get me started. I'm saying I got 5 minutes left in here in the booth. Who want to get on the mic? I'm just saying, AM, you got something you want to say to him?
I got you a little something.
Oh, get him, AM. That's what I'm talking about.
I can't be the president of a battle league without coming on and saying something.
Yes, get him. Get him.
I said, yo, I can tell you what I didn't have but possess now. Like, I was broke, but I'm getting chips now. I was whack till I switched styles, guess so. But speaking from the soul was always the best flow. And these days, we could probably thank Kendrick and Cole for returning the role of penmanship. I mean, y'all can, but Lupe had me on my ish. You ask an old head, they'll probably say Rakim. So the lesson here is to address what's here. Sorry, I'm in a studio pointing our chests in here. Yeah. One finger on the heart. See, I'ma do my part. Probably never see my name in a single up on the chart. But I get mad running my finger down the chart. I see a bunch of entertainers, but no brothers for the art. Ooh. But dog, who am I to say? Cause I got lyricism, they got people pressing play. And I can keep thinking it's a will, it's a way. But simple cliches and how these bills getting paid. Man, it's life, I can write on my plight and the fight. But what matters is the patterns and the stars in the night. And how I don't care how they constellate. The universe and I just like to conversate. The sun's down, I look up and let the mind escape. That's the only freedom I get from all of my mistakes. I keep it real when I write. Well, I always say, some actors is good enough for Lionsgate. And I ain't trying to hate, but I don't love you though. I could get high, but I'm already on Pluto. Hit it on the blue moon, that's just how you smoke with your first world problems, man. Just as like Juno. Yeah. Now I'm ratting, but that's how I be rapping. I want paper like they got in the office. This isn't Scranton. Hey, nah, I'm just being funny though. I want many things in life, but none of those are money though. I bet you can't relate. And yes, we can debate the value of a Benjamin until we blew in the face. I'm the type to tell the truth and look you in the face and walk down the path you wouldn't usually take. I just want them to know my city when they're using the mat. I be repping myself with more than just shoes and a hat. And I just do what I can and teach the youth what I can't and sacrifice my own glory for improving the chance. Man, the chance of what? That everlasting stuff. I'm trying to answer life's questions. I don't ask for much. The ideas that live beyond the ash and dust, I pass it on because they see problems and they pass the Dutch. I'm just saying, I ain't playing or praying or waiting for saving. I got my own way that I'm paving. And dog, lately that road been looking hella yellow brick. So I'ma take you down the path, plus talk a little ish. Yeah, just a little bit. Nah, brother, a lot of bit. It's rant rap. I had a point, but I just forgot to join.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes. Salute. Amani AM in the building. Hey, if you
are you battling?
Hey, I pay my dues as a battler, man. Now I'm trying to give everybody else the opportunity. You
so
know
the
what I'm
18th
saying?
And the 19th, you won't be.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Hey, hey, don't poke the beast, man. Don't
know.
Poke the beast.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, remind them real quick, AM, where they can check this rap battle that you're putting on.
Hey, man, let me talk to you real quick, man.
Go ahead.
PCC, Cascade Gymnasium, completely renovated. Completely renovated for the purposes of battle rap. We got Charlie Clips by way of Wildin' Out, Nick Cannon Show up on a cable. I ain't gonna say the TV station, but you know what it is. Daylight, JC, Marv One. We got cats flying in from all over the country, all around the world. The whole world is watching. Basketball, battle rap, August 18th and 19th, full day events. Check us out on AHAT Oregon BR. That's Twitter and Instagram. AHAT, all hip hop, all the time. Oregon Division BR for battle rap. Check us out, come see us over on Killingsworth. We're doing our thing, man. Battle rap, hip hop is back in the city of Portland.
And that is Voices from the Edge. Hey, I went to the time limit. That is John Slaughter. That's Poetic Justice. Hey, make sure you check us out next Thursday. We're gonna be in the building. Hey, it's a different theme. Hey, same show, same time. Hey, let's go. John Slaughter. Yeah.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Good morning. It's 8:59. You're listening to KBOO Portland, and it is going to be hot and smoky and sunny and 105 degrees. Voices at that press watch is coming up at 9 o'clock, just in a couple of minutes. Teresa Mitchell brings you the news you're not supposed to know. Eric Caschetti at 10, at 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 on Between the Covers, author Julie Israel talks about her new book, Jupiter Lemon's Happiness Index, a story of grief, friendship, and secrets. And at 11:30, it's Black Book Talk. Rebroadcasts its interview with Portland poet, actor, vocalist, and author Mario DePriest about his book, The Power of a Rose, what he calls an attempt to interject a calming breeze of romantic hope into a world of turbulence. And that's what we do at KBOO. We interject calming breezes of romantic hope, and we thank all of our great donors for helping us do that. And if you'd like to be on that team, go to kboo.fm and click on Donate. It's 9 o'clock.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Sunfest, August 4th through 6th at Mountaindale Sun Resort, one of the first nudist clubs in Oregon. Sunfest 2017 has a Roaring Twenties theme featuring camping, jazz, dancing, nude Olympics, and more. Again, that's Sunfest, the weekend of August 4th through the 6th at Mountaindale.